بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب خروج السحابة من الشهوات النفسانية. سلامة الصدر من الغش والحسد. قصة عبد الله بن عمر ورجل رضي الله عنهما بشره صلى الله عليه وسلم بالجنة. أخرج أحمد بإسناد حسن والنسائي عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال: كنا جلوسا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يطلع الآن عليكم رجل من أهل الجنة. فطلع رجل من الأنصار تنطف لحيته من وضوء قد علق نعليه بيده الشمال. فلما كان الغد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل ذلك. فطلع ذلك الرجل مثل المرة الأولى. فلما كان اليوم الثالث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل مقالته أيضا. فطلع ذلك الرجل على مثل حاله الأول. فلما قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تبعه عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنه فقال: إني لاحيت أبي فأقسمت أني لا أدخل عليه الثلاثة، فإن رأيت أن تؤويني إليك حتى تمضي فعلت. قال: نعم. قال أنس: فكان عبد الله يحدث أنه بات معه تلك الثلاثة الليالي فلم يره يقوم من الليل شيئا غير أنه إذا تعار ذكر الله عز وجل وكبر حتى يقوم لصلاة الفجر. قال عبد الله: غير أني لم أسمعه يقول إلا خيرا. فلما مضت الصلاة الليالي وكدت أن أحترق عمله قلت: يا عبد الله، لم يكن بيني وبين أبي غضب ولا هجرة، ولكن سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لك ثلاث مرات: يطلو عليكم الآن رجل من أهل الجنة. فطلعت أنت الثلاثة المرات، فأردت أن آوي إليك فأنظر ما عملك فأقتدي بك، فلم أراك عملت كبيرا عملا، فما الذي بلغ بك ما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: ما هو إلا ما رأيت. فلما وليت دعاني فقال: ما هو إلا ما رأيت، غير أني لا أجد في نفسي لأحد من المسلمين غشا، ولا أحسد أحدا على خير أعطاه الله إياه. فكان عبد الله: هذه التي بلغت بك. ورواه أبو يعلى وبزار بنحوه، وسمى الرجل المبهم سعدا، وقال في آخر: فقال سعد: ما هو إلا ما رأيت يا ابن أخي، إلا أني لم أبت ضاغنا على مسلم. أو كلمة نحوه. زاد النسائي في رواية له. وأخرج عيدا ابن أساكر ورجاله رجال الصحيح، وسمى الرجل سعد بن أبي وقاص. وفي آخره فقال: ما هو إلا الذي قد رأيت، غير أني لا أجد في نفسي سوءا لأحد من المسلمين، ولا أقول له. قال: هذه التي قد بلغت بك، وهي التي لا أتيك. كذا في الكنز. تحلل وجه أبي دجانة في مرضه. وأخرج ابن سعد عن زيد بن أسلم قال: دخل على أبي دجانة رضي الله عنه وهي مريض، وكان وجهه يتحلل، فقيل له: ما لوجهك يتحلل؟ قال: ما من عملي شيء أوثق عندي من اثنتين، أما إحداهما فكنت لا أتكلم فيما لا يعنيني، وأما الأخرى فكان قلبي للمسلمين سليما. Respected Satis,
elders, brothers, the effort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity of taking part in. This is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a rahmah, a ni'mah from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not anything from our side. This is not anything from our side. This is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mullah Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that he has full yaqeen that this work is the work of Anbiya. It's the work of Anbiya. People like us, how can we be part of this effort when we don't have those qualities and sifat of Anbiya? Those qualities and sifat of Anbiya are of a very high quality. So such a qawm lived around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, that taught us how to get these qualities. Because it is important, the da'i, a person who is involved in his effort of da'wat, is involved in knocking on the doors of people, walking in the streets, and in the gullies and the alleys, from place to place, house to house. He will meet so many people. He will see so many different type of people. Different types of people in the entire world. Allah Ta'ala will open up the hearts of people to him, so that he will knock. Which other effort is there that we are knocking on the doors of people? Which other effort is there that we are walking on the streets? Which other effort is there? Country to country, continent to continent, place to place, house to house, person to person, with our own health, our own wealth, our own time. So such a great effort. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they were thirsty, because they understood the effort that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had presented to them. So they were very, very thirsty for those qualities that is required in this effort. And whenever they would hear about it, or read, or see, or listen about it, they would immediately take the opportunity to see how I can now get those qualities into me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "An-nasu kan ma'adin." People are like mines, like the mines of gold and silver. Everybody has great, great qualities, good qualities, which we can learn from. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one sahabi, "Ya aqsam ugzu ma ghayr qawmik." Go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with people other than what you know, than who you know. Why? Your character will become beautiful. You will derive beautiful character. How? By looking at the qualities of other people, of other countries, of other nations, of other nationalities, of other race, of other languages. And looking at those beautiful qualities and now seeing how I also can get that quality in me. Well, Ibrahim Sahib Damat Barakatuh says that ye khubiyon ka len den hai. This effort that we are involved in is the effort of exchanging qualities. Imagine a person goes into a supermarket. He goes with a trolley and he sees different things in the aisles, and he picks up this, he puts it into the basket. He picks up the next one, he picks up what he sees, what he likes, what he wants. Finally he goes to the till and he checks out and he pays for it. And then he goes take benefit from them. This is how I must see myself when I'm out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is giving me the opportunity. The saatis that I'm out in the path of Allah, with the people that I'm meeting, in the gush that I'm going, in the mulaqas that I'm going, in the street that I'm going, in the bayans that we are sitting in the masjid that the musallis, these are all those products, those quality on the shelves of the supermarket, all those great, great qualities that I can choose. This brother had this good quality, that brother had that good quality. Imagine, at the end of my chilla, at the end of my 4 months, how many more beautiful qualities would have come into my life? And with these qualities, we call towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is life of Sahaba. And they feared getting involved in those talks that have no benefit. The layani. Those talks of no benefit whatsoever. They feared it. That is why they would have high hopes. When they did not indulge in that type of affairs, they would have high hopes that because I didn't get myself involved in this, Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. And we see today how much of time wasting we are involved in. Those of us that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of us that are going also in Ghash, those of us taking part in our amans in our masjid, so many that type of talk we are getting involved in that shouldn't be part of what we are doing. All that unnecessary talk. And that unnecessary talk takes us towards danger talk, dangerous talk. Even in the adab of the Ghash, it is mentioned when we are going, Ghaddul Basar, keep our heads down. Haram is haram, we have to keep our heads down from it. But even when those things that are permissible, do not look at it. Because then when you look at it, the desire will come. When the desire will come, then the thought will come, why Allah gave him, never give me. Look at this house we came, what beautiful house. Look at the cars we came into the yard, how many cars he got. Look at the food that they are giving. Look at this, look at that. All those desires that come inside for the things that Allah has given to somebody else. When that desire comes, then we'll get hatred, hasad, jealousy will come inside of us. So we have to protect ourselves from all of this. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, these qualities are the qualities of Anbiya. And how are we going to get these qualities involved in this effort? Because this is the effort of Anbiya. So Sahaba taught us how inshallah, at any opportunity, when we see these qualities, we hear of these qualities, we know of these qualities being in anyone, we should immediately grab it, learn it, and make intention to bring those qualities into our life. This is a famous incident. We must have read it and heard it many times. The incident of Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala and another person regarding which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the glad tidings of Jannah. So it is mentioned, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam one day. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam all of a sudden told us that a certain man will walk by here, will go past, who is from the people of Jannah. So a certain person, he walked by in such a condition that when we looked at him, there was the effect of the water of wudu coming from his beard, and he was holding his sandals with his left hand. All these adab is so important. When we are going out for Ghash, the adab is given, leave the masjid with the left, put on our right leg first, all of these things. Every minute detail of the sunnah is important. This sahabi is carrying his shoe with his left hand. This is among the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So nothing is too small, nothing is insignificant. Every single thing is important for us. So they noticed this. And the following day, when they were sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this, that a person will walk past here who is a person of Jannah. So we all looked again, and it was the same person of yesterday. And it was the third day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the exact same thing, and the exact same person now walked by. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up and went away, then Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu says, I woke up also and I followed that man. Here's an opportunity to get this quality. What quality is inside of him? What is it about this person that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said such a high statement that he is a person of Jannah? So let me go and see. So I went up to him and I told him, look, I have some situation and problem with my father, and I will not, you know, be able to be with my father for a few days, for 3 days. So if you see it befitting, maybe you can keep me with you until this situation passes by me. That brother said, definitely, no problem. So he mentions, Anas radiallahu ta'ala mentions that Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala says that I stayed for these 3 days and I slept. But I did not see anything unusual. There was nothing unusual about him. Except that in the night while he was sleeping, then when he would turn from one side to the other, he would make some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should say Allahu Akbar. And he carried on like this until he woke up for the salat of Fajr. So Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu says, yes, I did notice that he would not speak anything but goodness. So when 3 days completed like this, and I began to fear that now I would start thinking very, very insignificant of all his amal. So this Abdullah radiallahu anhu is protecting himself from evil thoughts. He said, before I start thinking all this and going towards bad thoughts, let me get out of here. How many of us do this? Today we want to know who is doing what, when he did it, how he did it, why he did it, who he did it, how long he did it. We want to know everything. He says, no, before I start thinking bad about my Muslim brother, let me get out of here. We want to go into it, he wants to get out of it. So then I told him, oh brother, look, I only use this excuse about my father. There was no problem between me and my father. However, I did all of this because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning something about you. 3 times. On 3 occasions he mentioned that a certain man would walk past here who is a person of Jannah. And each of those 3 times it was you that passed. So I wanted to come up to you, stay with you for a while and learn and see what is that because of which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I mean, what are you doing? What special thing are you doing or saying that because of that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this about you? But I did not see anything unusual, elaborate about you. And whatever you have done, you have done. And why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this about you, I have not seen exactly why that could have been the case. So that person said, look my brother, whatever you saw, you saw. Like us now, sometimes, you know, we pray the buzruk, we say, no, today I'm tired, you know, I got some work to do, so I never do my extra amal or something like that, I woke up late. No, he's saying, stay, whatever you saw, you saw. So then Abdullah began to go away, and then he called him back. He says, come back here. Look, whatever you saw, you saw. There's nothing else beside that. Except maybe there's one thing, that I don't have any animosity or hatred in my heart for anybody. I've taken the thing out of my heart. And whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to somebody else, I've got no jealousy for that. I've got nothing to do with that. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has given somebody else, I don't have any inclination towards that then. Then Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu says, this is definitely that thing because of which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that about you. It comes in a different riwayat that person who went to stay this 3 days, his name was Abdullah bin Amr, and the person whom this quality was found in was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. It goes on to say that definitely whatever you saw, you have seen, and I do, but except in my life, I do not have any bad thoughts for any Muslim. Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu then tells him that is the thing that definitely has made you reach that position, and it is something that I am not able to actually do. In another riwayat and another incident, a sahabi by the name of Abi Dujana, he says, Zayd ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu says, that I went to visit Abu Dujana when he was sick. So it is also a very great action. Sometimes a sati of ours is in the mashura every morning, in the morning mashura, or a musalli is there all the time, or even the imam for that matter. So in a few days they are not there and we don't think about it. Hey, why this person is not there? Let me go and see. Maybe this person is sick. So it's important to find out why our musalli is not there, why our sati is not there, why our imam is not there. Maybe the imam is sick. So we go and find out, maybe we can make some khidmat. So Zayd bin Aslam radiallahu anhu, he says, I went to meet Abu Dujana. And he was sick, and the condition that he was sick. But when we saw him, his face was radiant. And he was exciting. He was looking fresh and exciting. It was radiant on his face. So I told him, what is this? You are sick and this is how we are seeing you. So radiant in your face. He says, oh my brother, I know for myself that there are just 2 things that I have full hope for in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two actions of men. I have full hope for it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is that I do not speak any layani, any type of words and sentences or things that has nothing to do with me. I stay away from it completely. And as for the other, in my heart, I have a absolute good thoughts and feelings towards every single Muslim. Allah Ta'ala give us these beautiful qualities, my dear brothers. Once there was in a zimidar of one of the masjids, at the time when we were students, so many years ago. So he gave us a karguzari of his masjid. That how important it is to have a clear heart. How important it is. And I remember his words. He says, there was a jamaat from Egypt that came to the masjid. And the jamaat came at such a time that nobody could take them for gush. So the jamaat decided that just in that street where the masjid is, they will go for gush. So they made one jamaat out, about four or five brothers. And they told, just go and knock and go see whoever Muslim is, make salam. So this jamaat went, no rebar. They went, they made the gush and they came back. So when the satis of the masjid came, so they took some karguzari, you know. So the amisab said, yes, we went on this street, we went to this house, this house, this house. And he started mentioning all the houses, which houses. So he mentioned a certain house and he described the house. So the sati asked him, describe this house again. He said, this house had this, it had this, it had this, it was here, it was this was the number. And I said, you showed this house. He says, what happened in that house? He said, no, we knocked at the door, the brother opened the door, he smiled at us, he greeted us, he called us inside, we spoke to him, he spoke to us, we made salam and he came away. So he said, you sure? He said, describe this brother. So we described the brother to him. So the Amisab said, why are you asking all these questions? He says, all these years we are here, we are doing gush. Every time we went to the house, that man chased us away. Every single time, he chased us away. No matter which jamaat we took, but he chased us away. We are surprised that you said you went, and this person opened the door for you. So the Amisab said, you know why he opened the door? Because we never have a rebar. If we had a rebar, the rebar knows the condition of that person. That thing was inside his heart, stops that person. Allah closes the door. We went, our hearts are clean. We don't know anybody. We don't know which person, what qualities he got. We know anything about him. Allah Ta'ala opened the door for us. So it's important for us, when we're doing in this work, a clean heart, and staying away from all these unnecessary talks, and not having any malice whatsoever for any person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا أحد الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اجعلنا بعث مهتدين غير الضالين ولا مضلين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين آمين جزاكم الله